this week on the Time Bat Show.
Like, your want of it to be true is, like, enough to make it true, hopefully.
Yeah. Right? Like, even if you tell me it's false, this is going to be something I tell people.
You'll, like, remember it as, like, a true thing.
You're like, hey, did you know?
Michael Jackson composed the music for Song the Hedgehog 3. And they're like, no, he didn't. You're like, yeah, he did. You look it up.
He did.
And they're like,
he just wasn't credited. Hello and welcome to the Time Bat Show. I am Bat Snacks.
And I'm Time Aces.
Welcome to this week's show.
Episode number
XX. Special edition.
Is that what we're calling it episode? Should we explain it or should we just leave it as a mystery?
Let's just keep going. Straight okay. ahead.
Last episode was 29 and yes. This episode is some other number.
Yet to be determined.
To be TBD. How are you doing today on this episode?
I'm doing really good. I'm on vacation.
Really good? Not just regular good.
No, I'm doing really fantastic. Good.
Why is that?
I'm on vacation. I did not have to go to work. Well, I did have to go to work today, but I'm...
That sounds like a vacation so far.
We accidentally screwed up the phones and I had to go back in. But I won't have to go to work tomorrow.
Nice. So you got a week break or something?
Yeah, I'll have a week off.
Nice. What are you going to do?
I'm going to maybe drive down to Orlando and go to a Super Smash Brothers tournament. And there's some movies that I want to see.
And lose, probably, right?
Oh, no, I'm not even going to...
You're just going to watch?
I'm just going to hang out, yeah.
Do they have, a cool screen where people can watch? Or is it just going to be, you're going to wander around, a big auditorium?
I would assume they have some kind of projector set up.
I mean, you never know, though. I've been to some of those tournaments. It's if you're a spectator, you're just kind of wandering around.
Yeah, this is one of the bigger ones. It's CEO Dreamland.
Oh, it's CEO. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, it's not the main event CEO. It's the pre-game CEO.
Okay, CEO is one of the biggest fighting game tournaments. So
yeah,
it's probably top five or something in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, they'll have shit. I was just curious, some of these Smash tournaments are Joe's Big House 11, and it's just in someone's garage or whatever.
You gotta watch on the CRT while they're playing.
Right, yeah. And they're who are you? And you're I'm just here to watch. And they're what's your tag, though?
I'm Bat Snacks. How are you doing?
And you're I'm... And then you have to, make something up. Do you remember... sorry, this is completely off, but... We went to, a StarCraft tournament a long time ago.
We did, and it was fun.
It was fun. I mean, I think we went to more than one, but we went to one really big one.
Yeah.
This
was back when Wings of Liberty was in the beta.
Yes, yes. But I think it was a Brood War tournament, though.
No, it was StarCraft 2 and Brood War.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happened was, in the top 16, the StarCraft 2 server went down, so they switched to Brood War.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, it was still in the beta, and it was, a free beta or whatever if you, pre-order the game or something. I don't remember how it worked.
Yeah.
But anyway, But we'd been to a couple StarCraft tournaments, but we'd never been to one that was actually, legitimately big, in, an auditorium or whatever.
Yeah.
But I remember it was in, It wasn't in a gym, but it was in, a conference room kind of thing. Maybe it was, at a local college or something. I don't remember exactly.
I think it was at one of the smaller rooms in the Orlando Convention Center. It wasn't, the main ballroom, but it was off to the side.
It was, in one of the, conference rooms or ballrooms or whatever. But anyway, so we went there, and I remember the fact that you had to bring your own computer for this event. So... I, in my infinite wisdom, didn't have, a laptop good enough to run StarCraft. I think that you did. So
I did not.
Oh, you did not. Okay.
We both brought our desktops.
My desktop was enormous, and we fit it in, the trunk of your car or something like that.
I think we used recycle bins to...
We did. We I had... My dad was throwing away... we had an old trash can in our garage, and you came to pick me up. And I was like, I don't want to just leave this in your garage knocking around. And my dad was like, here, have this old trash can or something. And we I think we wrapped it in a blanket or something and shoved them in old trash cans, like the wide mouth ones.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun. But anyway, the reason I bring this story up is because you go into the conference room or the ballroom or whatever. I don't know. There's probably like 100. Would you say like 100 people there? Maybe.
Yeah, about
100, 150 people, something like that. And we're like, I don't know. How old are we at this point? I don't know if we're teenagers or we're like college.
Between 15 and 25.
I'm gonna say like 18 or 19 is probably how old we were. Yeah. Probably somewhere around there. So anyway, so we go to this thing, and we did gaming stuff before, so we're not like foreign to the concept or anything. But like we weren't really big into like the game tournament scenes. You know, we really didn't do that a whole lot. If we did, it was like local. You know, go over to some dude's house and have like a 16-person LAN party or something. You know, it was never like, let's go to this event or whatever. So we went there, and you have to go up to the front and register your, like, name or whatever. So me being a human being, go up to the front, and they're like, name, and I'm like, I'm not going to say my name in the air, but, like, I say Chris, which is my first name, right? And, you know, I put my last name in there, and they're like, okay, and they, like, give me a weird look or whatever, and they write down my name, and then, like, later on, they, like, start calling people, they make a bracket or whatever, and they start calling people, and I'm noticing that they're not using names, they're using, like, screen names on the internet, and of course, I go by time ages on the internet, but I don't go by that in real life. I don't, like, go up to people and, like, hey, this is my name, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my mom does not call me Bats.
Right, it doesn't make any sense. So, like, people, they start, like, announcing who's playing, like, off of the thing or whatever, off the microphone, and they're like, it's, you know, XX Darkstalker Z versus Blue Danube or whatever on, you know, Screen 5 or whatever. You know, or on in Station 5 or whatever. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And then when they get to me, of course, they like to say it's Chris, whatever, versus like, I don't remember his name, like Darkness Steve 3 or something.
Yeah.
And like, everyone's like looking at me awkward. And I'm like, what? Like, it's my freaking name, people. Like, I've never been more like confused in my life at that point. And that's where I realized, like, I was a video gamer, but I wasn't actually part of their, like, I feel like I was, like, a man without a country in that moment. You know what I mean? Like, I thought I was part of this, like, culture, but, like, nope, not really, because I don't use silly internet names in real life. So,
yeah. I remember we did good in that tournament, though. We were both top 16, I think.
I did better than I thought I would, yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason being was, I think, because I wasn't very good at Wings of Liberty, but I was good enough at Brood War to be able to cheese people.
Yes,
and you taught me, and you taught me, like some Protoss, like, good, like, opening strategy. And then in my last game, it was, like, best of three rounds or something like that for every person you played. And I lost, like, my first game as Protoss, and then I was like, okay, you had taught me, like, to, like, eight pool, I don't remember what the term is, the rush for Zerg, what is it, like, six pool or something like that?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, so, like, I just did that, and I won, like, twice in a row, and so I, like, and then I lost my next game because the guy was really good, but, like, I did better than I thought I would because I cheesed a lot, so, you know, whatever, that happens, but.
Hey, a win is a win.
A win is a win. Anyway, that's just, I like that story because it's like this weird disconnect of the gamer culture of like everyone has like a pseudonym online and for some reason they carry that over into real life, which to me makes zero sense, but whatever. Like,
I mean, I guess if you're at an event with a bunch of people you don't know, you don't really want to tell them your first and last name.
I mean, sure, but I guess, but, like, it is your name, and you are in reality at that moment. I don't know. It's just
I know what you mean.
It just seems weird. And, like, I've gone to, like, small Smash tournaments, Super Smash Bros. Tournaments here.
They still use the tags.
They all use the tags, every single one of them, which and weirds me out. So I do it, too, because it's weird not to, but the first few times I did it, I was just like, yeah, I'm Chris, you know? And they're like, don't use your real name. Because that's not real. Like, yeah, that's fucking my name.
Even when you're hanging out with like gamer people, they call each other their tags. They don't use their real names.
Do they though? I don't think they do.
They do.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
They do.
I feel like I feel like I'm like on the cusp of part of that culture. Because I like video games. I work in video games. I know people who like video games. But I've never been in that, like, close, like... I've never been at the center of, like, the fandom enough to, like, have, like, all these, like, weird gamer friends that are like, hey, you know, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this. You know what yeah. I mean? I feel like I'm still, like, on... I feel like I'm still left out of that. For better or worse, you know, for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of interesting. There's like a whole separate culture and socialness.
I think part of it is I don't like define myself by being a person that enjoys video games. Like, I definitely am. But it's not like, oh, I'm Chris and I'm a gamer. It's like, no, I'm Chris. I like video games. I like other, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my like defining feature. Although I really like them. It's probably one of the things I like the most. But it's like, doesn't mean, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Anyway, it's a whole, you know how it is. It's a yeah, whole, it's, like, it's, weird.
It is hard to explain, though. I know what you mean.
Underbelly of, I don't know, people who like, people who are very into video games. Which is fine. I'm into video games, too, but, like, I don't know. Real life is a separate thing than video games. You know?
For you.
For me, yes. But, I mean, it bleeds into each other a little, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, sorry, that was a super freaking tangent. I don't remember even how we started talking about it. Oh, because you're going to the Smash Brothers tournament.
Yeah.
So, let me know how it goes. Let me know if they all use their tags. They probably will.
I'll spoil it for you.
I'm almost positive that they will.
Yeah.
Is this a Melee or a Smash 4 or
it's
what?
It's all of them.
It's all of them? Okay.
Yeah, even 64.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Let me know who does bet, like, what the best characters are. Because right now, I think in Melee, it's still Sheik.
Fox
or Sheik, yeah. And then in 4, it's, I think it's still Zero Suit Samus in 4.
I don't know who it is in 4. I think it's there's more top tiers in 4.
Yeah, there are, because there are more
characters.
I
don't know enough.
There's more characters. Anyway, let me know how that goes. So, you wanted to open with... You said you had a very interesting news story you wanted to share.
I do have a really interesting one.
What do you got?
So, I was driving to work last week, and I heard this really cool story on NPR that they were talking about.
All right.
And I found it on the internet, and it's... The headline is, "In giant virus genes, hints about their mysterious origin." The segment they were doing was on this newly discovered type of organism called a giant virus.
It's called a giant virus.
I think that the scientific name is Mimi virus, but the sensational name is giant virus.
The newspaper name is giant virus.
Yeah.
All right.
So basically what they are is, you know, a virus is a non-living thing that floats around with genetic information and uses other cells to reproduce itself.
Yeah, sure.
A giant virus
is giant.
Is big.
I gathered that from the name.
Yeah.
Giant virus.
And I think the debate is whether they're actually living organisms or not. They're so big, they're almost cell-like, but they still can't live.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Because the virus is an organism, but it's not really a living thing. It's just like...
No.
I see.
They don't like reproduce the way other living
but
things do.
But if a giant virus is big enough,
yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah, the theory the scientist gave as to how they got so big is that, you know, viruses go from cell to cell, and as they learn more about each cell, they store their genetic information inside of them so that they have, I guess, like a bigger library of attacks to use.
Yeah.
Those are my words, but that's my basic understanding of it.
Like, they bring up, like, a JRPG skill thing, and they're like, let me use lightning on this.
You gotta use armor break against the people with high armor.
You gotta
use lightning against water and fire against ice. Yeah. It's pretty much the same thing with viruses.
You gotta use lightning when you're in, like, the gut with all the fluid, right?
Yes.
Conductivity. and then use fire and like the colon or something.
Ew, gross.
And then use ice in like, I don't know, somewhere. Anyway, so I got you.
Immediately when I heard this news story, I had kind of a really funny idea for what could be maybe a movie.
Giant virus.
I'll throw the title of this movie out there, and I think you'll instantly know where I'm going.
Okay, go.
Titanovirus.
I think I know where you're going, but I want you to explain it to me anyway.
So Titanovirus is a virus that has gathered so much genetic information that it can kill any living organism, and it's so big that it floats around in space.
Yeah, like a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically what I got out of it. I thought it would float on the water for some reason, because of Titanic,
no.
You know?
No, that's but like mega virus.
It makes more sense to float in. Yeah, that's
Titanovirus.
So is Titano bigger than? I guess Mega would be like the step down in the evolution of
Yeah,
the virus.
I think it goes giant, mega, Titano.
Giant, mega, yeah, Titano. And Titano is like a big spacecraft or something. And it like eats planets and stuff too.
Yeah, I was trying to think of how that could work because, I mean, that couldn't directly kill a human because it's too big.
Why couldn't it?
There's no way a virus the size of a moon could reproduce using a human. There's just not enough human there to reproduce.
How would it like infect someone? It can't go inside.
I was trying to think of how
it can't like go inside. It's too big.
So maybe it shoots out smaller viruses.
Oh, that would make sense.
Maybe it like sucks living organisms off of planets and uses them to shoot out more or something.
Viruses. This is a weird thing you've got going on.
Or there are like giant space creatures that it infects.
Whoa, that would be awesome. Now we're talking right here, right?
Yeah, like there's a huge space whale.
Or a giant space dragon. And it, like, infects them. Yeah. And then it, like, can put them under their control or whatever. And that can attack people. See?
So maybe... Okay, so Earth has gotten information about titanoviruses.
Mm-hmm.
And scientists speculate that there must be a giant creature nearby that's infected because the virus can't survive.
Why would there be a giant virus if there wasn't a giant
thing? Yeah, it can't survive if there's no host nearby.
Right.
So they go searching for the big giant host, and they find the infected space dragon.
Right.
And they send up a mission to cure the space dragon.
And Bruce Willis is in
it. Yeah. It's like Armageddon. Bruce Willis and, you know, his team of oil driggers, drillers. Need to fly up to the space dragon and drill a hole in it and give it the antidote.
They drill a hole in it to like administer the giant needle. They put the needle on the shuttle or
whatever.
They're
still oil drillers, like that.
Right? No, I know that's all the same because the dragon's like skin and scales. Yeah. They're very like rock-like, you know. So you need to know how to break through that.
Yeah,
you know. And they have like this giant needle like on the back of the spaceship.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're doing it. We're drilling. And then they break through. And then, of course, like, the dragon gets, like, wakes up at the end.
Yeah. And Bruce Willis gets stranded. And then he rides the space dragon back to Earth.
So he lives in this one.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Okay. I mean, that's fine. Whatever. I was going to say, he has to administer the vaccine while everyone else escapes. But that's fine, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, but then the dragon is so thankful, then he's like, do you want to go back to Earth now? That's the dragon's voice. And Bruce Willis is like, yeah. And then they fly back to the Earth, and then it's a happy ending.
Wouldn't that be a cool movie, Titanovirus?
Mm-hmm. I would watch it. What if the virus infects a giant human?
Like a space human?
Yes.
A humanoid that, like, flies around in space?
No, floats. He floats in space.
Yeah, not flies.
He's like a giant human that's just in space.
That would be really funny.
I don't know how that would... I don't know the mechanics of this human, but... I don't know.
He eats stars.
Yeah. He breathes, like... I don't really know what he would breathe.
He's not an aerobic life form.
He breathes, like... He breathes, like, particles, and they, like, create oxygen for him or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's that like a... work. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm lost now.
He's mega god.
Yes, he's one of the first people that is trying to fight the giant dragon. Anyway.
That's just a cool idea I had.
I like Titanovirus. It sounds like a... weird anime or something like that.
It sounds like one of those sci-fi original movies.
Yes, it does. They would use, like, really bad CGI for the Titanovirus. It would be, like, 90s looking, like, really awful. They would use the same space backdrop in every shot, you know?
Yeah. It would have a cameo by Kurt Russell.
Right. And Lee Diamond Phillips would be in it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you said you had an animal thing as well.
I do have an animal news story, too. And it's just a short one that I thought was funny. So, video captures wild horse attacking alligator in Florida park.
Wild horse attacked an alligator?
Yeah, there's a video on the internet of a wild horse.
Did the horse get away?
Oh.
Do you know what happened?
All right, who do you think you won, the horse or the alligator?
How big would you call it? Was the horse like a normal horse size?
Yeah, they're both fully grown animals.
Yeah, but gators can vary in size, though.
This is a big gator.
It's a big one. So he's like a true Florida alligator.
Oh, yeah.
I would say the horse probably realized he made a mistake and ran away.
The horse actually won by a lot.
Really?
The horse, like, trampled the alligator over and over and hit it with his feet.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That sounds really painful. For the alligator.
Yeah, the alligator had almost no chance. It was really brutal.
Did it die?
I think he like crawled away, but I think the horse had a baby.
I mean, let's be honest, he died.
Yeah, no, he died.
You get stomped on by a horse, yeah, you're dead.
Yeah, the horse pack had a baby horse in it, and I think this was an aggressive parent.
And the alligator was like eyeing the little baby horse, and the mama was like, no, sir.
Stomp
on your face. Horses are kind of scary animals, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
like, I know we like them, but they're scary.
If I were these people that caught this video, I wouldn't have been near that.
Yeah.
If I saw a giant horse kill a giant alligator, I say giant horse, it was a regular horse. But
right. Giant horse.
Giant horse.
That's another thing the Titanovirus can...
Yes.
Can
There's a giant horse.
There's a giant horse. I mean, the thing about, like, recording that, right, is, like, if the... Whoever wins, you're still in danger as the person recording, right? If the alligator wins, maybe he'll see you and be like, oh, another thing that I can kill, right? And then if the horse wins, the horse looks to you and is like, oh, another thing that can harm my baby, I better go stomp on it with my feet, you know?
Yeah, like, so, you just saw this horse... kill a giant alligator, maybe you should
get away.
Get out of there.
Maybe they're in like a car or something. Maybe they're on like a Florida safari and they're like,
no, they were just standing around.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So don't mess with the horse, I guess, is the moral of that story.
Don't mess with wild horses, they'll kill you.
Yeah. You want to get into some... Oh, there's a couple movie things.
Yeah, we have a couple movie items.
Go ahead.
First, I think you saw a movie recently.
I did see a movie recently. On a complete whim. Last Friday or Saturday or something like that. I was like bored. Me and my wife were bored. And we're like, you want to see a movie? And we're like, sure. And so I look at what's out and there's like literally nothing I want to see. Because I usually see movies like pretty soon after they come out. But I noticed Ghost in the Shell was out. And I didn't really want to see it. And I've heard it was pretty bad. But I was kind of in the mood for a schlocky, bad science fiction movie at the time, you know?
Yeah.
As you tend to do sometimes, you know, everyone's kind of in the mood for that. So I went at, like, the, you know, midnight screening or something, I don't know, the local theater, and honestly, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. Like, it was, I wouldn't call it good, but it was decent. Like, it was securely not bad.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, was it mostly... Alright, the reason I didn't go and see it is because I was worried it would be mostly special effects and just have unlikable characters.
Well, that's exactly what it was. So.
Damn.
But here's the thing about that, right? I went in with really low expectations. And right. I assumed that they were basically going to just remake the anime and, like, dumb down the story even more than they already had in the anime, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. Which is absolutely true. But knowing that going in, I was like, well, maybe the fight scenes will be cool, you know?
Yeah.
And the visuals were really good. Like, really, really good. Probably some of the best visuals I've seen in a long, long time.
Better than Doctor Strange?
I think I would say so, yeah.
Yes, that's
and
pretty good.
The reason I say that is because I think they integrated it into the world really well. Like, okay. their art direction was really strong, such that when they had CGI, it felt like it fit with the rest of the set or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it didn't feel like... Like, a lot of times you watch CG, like, stuff, and it's, like, special effects and, like, computer-generated stuff, and it just looks really out of place. Like, it barely ever looked out of place in this. The only times you would see it looked out of place is when, you know, when you have, like, a CG person in lieu of the main character doing, like, a stunt, and they, like, look awkward because they're moving or whatever. That's the only time it really looked out of place. Every other time it looked really, really good. So I wouldn't say it's worth spending money to go to the theater on it, but if it comes out on, like, Blu-ray one day and you're bored, it's worth seeing, for the special effects. Like, they're really good. And the design of, like, the city and stuff are really nice. The fight scenes are well choreographed. The story was bad, but, you know, that's what it is. I wouldn't see it for, like, oh, that story was so good. The movie started really promising. Like, it started, like, at 100 miles per hour, like, shit was happening all over the place. Cool fight scenes, everything. And then they were like, oh, crap, we forgot to explain what the hell was going on in the world. So then they spent, like, a long time doing exposition to, like, establish the story. Mm-hmm. And it was just really boring. And then the end was, again, like, a big, you know, explosive action stuff. And that was fun again. But... You know, I feel like they thought too highly of their story. Like, they put too much stock in it. Like, ooh, the viewers really want to know all these story beats. And, like, no, we really don't. We want to just see Scarlett Johansson, a bunch of people murdering a bunch of androids, you know? Like, that's what we came for.
Yeah.
You know? So, with that in mind, like, the story isn't good. And I feel like if they focused on just being a visual, fun, dumb movie, it would have been better for it. But I think they were trying to, like... You know, the anime is kind of up its own butt a little bit, too. You know,
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm really heady and philosophical or whatever. Philosophical, that sounds really dumb.
That's a line from the anime.
Philosophical. You're a real philosophical ghost in the ship. So, yeah. And so I feel like they were, like, trying to do that. And, you know, as a viewer, you're like, not only is this boring, but it makes no goddamn sense. So, like, just stop. Just go back to fighting crime or whatever, you know. But again, the visuals were good, so it was worth that. So there you go. That's my review. So I'd give it a 6 out of 10 if I'm allowed to do that, or a 2.5 out of 5. There we go. Did you like that?
I did. Yeah, I don't know. I probably won't see it. I want a science fiction movie with good characters. I could care less about.
Well, you're gonna have to keep dreaming, because that's not gonna happen anytime soon. Although Blade Runner is coming out, the new one. But, I mean, that's not a new science fiction movie.
I'm expecting something in the vein of exactly what you just described with the new Blade Runner.
No, I think it's been good.
Why?
Because I think it's going to be good.
Okay.
My heart would hurt if it wasn't good. So, it better be good, or something bad's going to happen to me.
I don't want it to be bad, but...
Well, I know that. You're just more cynical than I am.
Yeah.
In some ways. Anyway, we had a listener question.
Yep.
About the Thor 3 trailer? 3? Is it the third one? Yeah, it's the third one.
I think so. Yeah, there was the original, the Loki one, and...
I mean, all of them have Loki. But yeah, Thor Ragnarok, which is the third Thor movie, got a trailer yesterday or something. And it looks kind of okay as a Marvel movie. What do you think?
The visual effects look really good. I saw Jeff Goldblum. That's
kind of the reason I'd see the movie, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's all I need to see a movie.
Me too. Like, Jeff Goldblum's in it. Like, I'm done. I'm sold.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
They went really... Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
They went really Guardians of the Galaxy with this trailer.
Oh, they did. Yeah.
Did you notice that? It was like very like, I don't know.
Yeah, you got the song and you got all the action.
The stylistic choices for like the witty one-liners and the, I don't know, the pace of it, you know, was very high energy. Whereas the previous Thor movies were kind of like dark and brooding, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah, the antler lady looked pretty cool.
Yeah, that was interesting. I don't know. So it seems good. That being said, every single Marvel movie they've ever made has had a good trailer.
Yeah.
And not all of them have been good movies. So I'm not holding my breath. But, you know, maybe it will be good. The Thor franchise is not a very good one.
I really liked the original one.
I thought it was
really funny.
I thought it was boring. Nothing happened in that movie.
There was a scene where Thor drinks coffee and slams it on the ground and says, "This beverage pleases me, I'll have another."
Yes, that was funny, but like...
It was really funny.
was nothing happening in the movie. Yeah. It was Thor and Natalie Portman making, like, loving eyes at each other for, like, 30 minutes. And then in the end, a robot randomly comes out of space and attacks the town. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really weird... It was a really unlevel movie, I thought. It's like...
I remember liking it. I like Natalie Portman and whoever the actor... Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah, Thor. I like them doing their loving eyes at each other. That was fun
to watch. And the fun, you know, the fun part of it is like, oh, Thor's not a human, so he's all doing all these weird things all the time, and that's funny to watch, you know? That only gets you so far, though, in my book. And then the second one, I think I saw it on, like, cable, and it was really, really bad. What? What's so funny?
I don't remember anything about the second movie except
I don't remember
his
anything either. It was I remember it being really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember. Like, I definitely saw it. I remember seeing it. They're like, they go to some, like, dimension.
They go to another dimension. Yeah.
Yeah. And
they
like, see
fight the ice something. People or whatever.
No, that's the first one, I think. Oh, is that the second one? I don't know.
I think it's the second
one. This is how bad 2 was. We're like, was that the first one or was that the second one?
The first one had all that like paramilitary stuff and he was trying to get captured by the government. And,
yeah.
And then the second one was more in Asgard.
Yeah. But it was like, which is cool. I was like, oh, more Asgard. Asgard's way cool. That was the big gripe I had of the first one. It's like, they were in Asgard for like a minute and then they're in the stupid small town and like, in, like, Montana or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then the second one's like, oh, it's going to be an Asgard the whole time. And like, great. And then they're like, but it's going to be really bad. And you're like, oh, well, that's stupid. Yeah, I don't know. But 2 was bad. So 3, who knows what's going to happen? I don't know. But I do like, I will say I do like Norse mythology a lot. Like all that stuff. And I feel like they don't really touch on that stuff in the movies at all. But I know in the comics they kind of do, so...
Yeah.
I'm hoping that will be something interesting in the movie. We'll see.
Yeah, they should get a consultant, someone that knows about that stuff, and just have some names or some, like, motifs or, like, things that nod to Norse mythology.
Yeah, my dream, like, action, like, fantasy movie would be, like, Norse mythology movie, like, in the vein of, like, 300 or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, not... It's obviously not... It's obviously fantasy, but it's, like portrayed in, like, almost a realism kind of way, you know what I mean?
Like Thor gets hung on the tree, and the two crows, like, are on his shoulders, and he's stabbed with the spear.
And then, like, Odin goes to his, like, soothsayer guy, and he, like, makes him mad, so he chops his head off and, like, uses it to tell the future or whatever. Like, I don't know, that stuff's cool.
Yeah, magic realism is...
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
It would be like a magic realism kind of thing.
Yeah.
That would be a cool movie. I know Thor's not going to do that, but I just like Norse mythology. It's really weird like that. And it's not like happy. It's like really like dark and sad a lot of the times. And like, yeah. So anyway.
Speaking of trailers, though, I'm starting to really hate movie trailers.
Why is that?
They give away too much.
They're
all the same.
They give away so much.
I would so much rather just have a cool poster.
Or, like, even, like, well, so the movie trailers, I feel like, have gone two different ways, right? They've gone, like, the thematic way, where it's just, like, very minimalist, and they give almost nothing away, but they don't really tell you anything about the movie. It's just, like, about, like, kind of the emotions of the movie.
Yeah, they flash,
you know what I mean?
Famous actor X and famous actor Y.
And then they have some spooky music or something, and then you kind of get the feeling of, like, these are the emotions this movie will instill in you. You know what I mean? Fear or laughter or whatever the
hell
it is.
And I don't like having that expectation put into me. Like,
right, but
I
like
decide how I feel.
That's one kind of trailer. And then the other kind is, here's every scene in the movie, just a bunch of them, like, stitched together for, like, a minute and a half. And
here's then you, all the one-liners, get ready for
and
them.
And then you see the movie, and you're like, I've seen this already.
Yeah.
And then they spoil really cool bits. Did you see Inception? Or not Inception. What was the other movie that he did?
Doctor Strange?
Interstellar. Did you see Interstellar?
No.
Oh. Well, did you see the trailer for Interstellar?
Yeah, and I know what happens in Interstellar.
Okay, so, like, there's the trailer, and they're, like, looking for other planets they can inhabit. And there's this part in the trailer where, like, they land on, like, a planet that's full of water, and it's like, ooh, this is cool. And this is, like, all in the trailer. And then they're like, and then they look over and they're like, those mountains are really tall. And then the guy's like, that's not a mountain. And it's actually like a giant wave, right?
Yeah.
And then it like, the you know, the screen cuts out and then like some blaring music's like, bam, bam. And then it's like Interstellar or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, they just spoiled like a really sweet reveal in the movie in the trailer. You know what I mean? And like, if I saw that in the movie, I would have been like, holy shit, that's insane. But as I already know what's happening in the trailer, I'm like, oh, this is the planet where there's a giant wave. You know, like, completely loses the suspense of the movie. And I don't know why they do that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't like them. I don't get trailers these days. They're just like, here's the whole movie. And you're like, all right, I'm going to know. I know what happens now.
Yeah, it makes me mad.
It's stupid. That's why I try to avoid watching trailers now, because I know they're gonna spoil. If it's a movie that I know, like, I don't really care if I know, like, the basic plot, like, whatever, I'll watch the trailer. But if it's a movie that it's like, I want to be surprised, then
a movie that I could potentially care a whole lot about.
I'm staying away from that trailer. Yeah, I'm not gonna watch that. So, yeah, what are you gonna do? I'm annoyed by trailers. All right, you want to get into some questions today?
Sure.
Oh, one thing I wanted to bring up. We had this conversation like right before we started the show, and it was we were talking about how many Sonic games you played. You remember those?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because,
okay.
Listeners, we do trivia on the show every day, and we like to have a Sonic trivia question every day. So anyway, you're the resident Sonic fan here, and I was like, and you were like, but I haven't even played that many Sonic games, and I'm like, well, you like Sonic a lot. And then you listed all the Sonic games you played, and it was Sonic 1, 2, and 3 on the Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sonic Adventure 2, but not Sonic Adventure 1. And then you said, because I didn't have a Dreamcast. But I am almost 100% positive that you did have a Dreamcast, but I don't ever remember playing Dreamcast at your house. So it's kind of like a weird Twilight Zone thing going on from my memory right now. So did you or did you not have a Dreamcast?
Okay. I don't know.
Let's put this to rest.
But
what?
I honestly don't know, but I'll tell you some things that I do remember that could point to either way.
Okay.
I remember renting Marvel vs. Capcom 2 from Blockbuster and
go ahead.
And on Dreamcast. That's important to say.
Okay.
And I remember not being able to play it because I didn't have a Dreamcast. But here's the thing. I also remember pirating games on the Dreamcast.
What?
Okay, the Dreamcast had... One of the reasons it failed is because it was one of the first consoles, I think maybe the only one, because they stopped, they prevented this in for future consoles. Mm-hmm. They had what's called a swap disk.
Mm-hmm.
You could burn an ISO on your computer,
mm-hmm.
put in this swap disk, and then switch the disk, and it would allow you to play any game that you downloaded off of the internet.
Well, so you could pirate the thing from the internet and just put it on, burn it to a disk and play it on your Dreamcast.
Yeah, as long as you had this swap disk. And I remember having one of those disks, and I remember doing this with like a poppin' music game or
something. Are you sure you didn't just pirate it on an emulator on the Dreamcast on your computer, though? Or do you remember the whole swap disk thing?
I remember the swap disk, and I remember the graphic that they used in the swap disk screen. It was like a moose. It was a cartoon moose, and it said, insert your
DVD. Oh my god, I remember this!
Don't you remember?
I remember this too! But I don't ever remember playing Dreamcast at your house. I remember playing Dreamcast when I lived somewhere else, at someone else's house.
Yeah.
But it was definitely not your house.
I remember the moose, though.
Okay, so let me clarify. I definitely didn't have a Dreamcast, so it wasn't with me. Did you have another friend who maybe had a Dreamcast?
Did we go to someone else's house?
No, I don't think so. That would have been weird. Like, we're hanging out, and then you just, like, call up your Dreamcast friend, and you're like, hey, me and my buddy really want to play some rhythm game on Dreamcast that we don't have, that, by the way, we illegally downloaded from the internet, and you're going to have to use some third-party, sketchy, proprietary swap disk thing. Can we come over and play that? I don't think that happened.
I don't think it did either.
I don't think that happened.
Yeah, I know that I played Dreamcast while it was a thing.
I played it too, but I don't ever remember playing it. I don't ever remember going to your house and you were like, let's play Dreamcast. But I remember you having one for some reason. Maybe you like rented it from Blockbuster.
You could rent consoles.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They had like a suitcase thing. You remember that? They had like a suitcase.
Yeah, and it was really like, expensive.
It was like fucking like,
it was like $10.
It was like $10 a day or like $20 a day or something ridiculous. And you could like rent it for the weekend or something.
Yeah.
I did that a couple times, I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe we did do that.
Maybe. We rented a Dreamcast and then used the swap disk.
And then, how did we get the swap disk?
I don't know. Maybe you bought it, and then you're like, and I'm like, why did you buy the swap disk? You're like, oh, don't worry, I've rented the Dreamcast from Blockbuster. This is so weird. It's confusing. Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know.
Why would you go through the effort of getting a swap disk if you didn't even own a Dreamcast? That doesn't
matter. I don't know.
Maybe you just
I just thought that was a cool concept.
Maybe.
Pirating a game.
Maybe you really wanted to play this rhythm game or whatever it was, and you're like, I don't have a Dreamcast. Okay, plan of attack. I'm going to download the emulator, the ISO, and then I'm going to rent a Dreamcast from Blockbuster, and that I'll be able to play it for like a weekend. You know?
Yeah.
That's maybe the only thing I can think of.
I don't think I played Sonic Adventure 1, though, when it came out.
All right, fair enough. That's fair.
Yeah.
I know you played 2 because you had a GameCube.
Yeah.
And so did... Wait, did you have a,
I still have my GameCube.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, you had a purple one and I had a black one. That was fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. I don't know if our listeners enjoyed that mystery at all, but I'm glad we got to the bottom. Well, we didn't really get to the bottom of it, but I'm glad
we
hashed that out. I think that you maybe had one, but it maybe was like in the tail end of the Dreamcast life cycle or something. No, that doesn't really make sense either, because we would have still played it after that.
Yeah, we would have.
You know?
They had good games on the Dreamcast. They had like Ikaruga, they had...
You got Ikaruga for GameCube.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing. You would have bought Ikaruga for Dreamcast if you had had a Dreamcast.
That is the truth.
And you definitely had it for GameCube. I remember.
I still have it, yeah.
Because on the GameCube version, they let you change the screen. Like, they let you make the screen, like, vertical or whatever. You remember that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you did that, and then you turned your TV to the side. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
To get the full arcade experience.
Yes. Because a sideways TV is pretty much exactly like the arcade.
Right. So they like, it's a top, it's like a, you go from bottom to top in Ikaruga. And you know, in an arcade, it's like a really tall screen. But so when they ported it to GameCube, they basically cut off the sides of the screen in order to preserve the aspect ratio. Then the GameCube version, they let you flip it so it's like horizontal.
Yeah.
But like, obviously that's not true to the original game, so you did that and then you turned your TV to the
I mean, that's why they put it in the game, so that you could do that.
I don't think they were intending you to turn your TV, but alright, maybe.
I think they were.
Well, maybe. We've never talked about Ikaruga, because it's like one of your favorite games.
It's weird. It is I don't want to. It's not my favorite of all time, but it's one of them.
Even so short.
It is a really good game.
It is super good. Okay, let's get into Reddit. We've stalled long enough. Let's get into Reddit questions.
Okay.
You want to go first, or do you want... Sure. All right, let's do it.
So, Friday the 13th is considered bad luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is... There's a follow-up question to this, but have you ever had any significantly bad luck on Friday the 13th?
My car battery died on a Friday the 13th.
I broke my arm on a Friday the 13th.
Really?
Yep.
What's the story behind breaking your arm?
I was living in Georgia, uh-huh. and me and my friend were like hanging out in the woods.
Were you climbing a tree?
No. It was a mud hill.
Oh, okay, got it.
And he was like, "I'm gonna jump off this mud hill." Uh-huh. And I was like, "Okay." And then he did it. He did it successfully. And then he was like, "Come on, dude, it's easy." And I was like, "Okay." And then I did it. And my arm folded the wrong way.
Yeah! That sounds great. Is it right or left arm?
It was my left. I still have holes from where they drilled things into it.
Oh, I remember you showing me that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember coming home to my mom, and she said that one arm was hanging, like, really low.
Yes.
She told me, "Well, maybe it's not broken, but I think we should go to the doctor."
I remember your drill holes. Where are they? Yeah. It's like near your elbow or something?
Yeah, there's two. One for each bone, I guess, in the arm.
Near your elbow or?
It right at the elbow.
Yeah.
Where
your two bones meet.
Yeah. You know how if you catch yourself on the ground, you have your palms on the ground?
Yeah.
Well, my elbow touched the ground the wrong way.
Yeah.
Just to give you guys an image.
The wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great. I remember you showing me one
sometime. My arm sometimes makes noises if it's really cold outside for some reason.
That's good. So are the rods still in there or whatever?
They pulled something out, but I think there's something still in there.
I love how, like, whenever you have surgery or whatever, like, a real person, you're just like, "So what do they do?" It's just like, "Well, I don't know, but there's something in there now that's it's all fixed. I don't know." Like, I'm the same way. I had, like, back surgery for my scoliosis when I was,
yeah, it's like you don't want to know what they did.
Like, I have no idea what they did. They did something with metal and, like, moving spine things around, but... If someone asks me, I'd be like, "I have no idea what happened. They went in, and now I'm better, so who knows?" But, yeah, there's some, like, titanium or something. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what's in there.
But you don't really want to know, right?
No, of course not. That's horrible to think about.
Yeah, it's like, "Oh, I'm running around with a thing in my elbow or whatever."
Self.
Yeah, like a, I don't know. Anyway, so that's the worst thing that happened on Friday the 13th. Doesn't even compare to yours, though.
Yeah, mine sucked.
Yeah, that sucks.
And then the follow-up question is, do you have a lucky number?
No, I don't have a lucky number. I don't really believe in lucky numbers.
Yeah, same.
Does that really make sense? I guess I would say my favorite number is like 10, because it's a nice, even, number.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, lucky or anything. I appreciate the number 10.
I appreciate the number 65,536.
Is there a reason for that, or just because?
Yeah, it's 256 squared, and it's the integer max in a lot of old computers.
There you go. I should have known that. I mean, I knew that. I was just asking rhetorically for our viewers to do that. Okay. What smells better than it tastes? Do you know of anything that smells better than it tastes? I think the number one answer would be, like, coffee, but I really like the taste of coffee.
Yeah, I like the taste of coffee.
But I think a lot of people would say it smells better.
It's an acquired taste. I didn't used to like it.
Yes. It does.
Probably anything bitter like that. Like, cinnamon.
I like cinnamon, though.
But if you just eat a teaspoon of cinnamon...
You will die.
It doesn't taste good.
No, but I mean, sure. But like, if you put something on, like if you put cinnamon on something, it's really good.
Yeah, like if you put it on toast with butter, it's delicious.
Man.
But
oh man,
if you were to just open a box of cinnamon and just take a mouthful,
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend doing that.
It tastes really bad.
But it does smell really good.
Yeah. Or like cloves. Again, like, they taste good if you use them right. But if you just chew on
cloves. Oh, cloves are nasty, man. Like, I know they're good when you, like, put them in, like, ham or whatever the heck you do with cloves. Yeah. But, like, just, like, the thing.
If you crunch one of the, on it.
Like, that's one of those foods that's, like, not good in any way unless you do a very specific thing with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, cloves you use in, like,
There's seasoning.
They're seasoning. Herbs. But it's very specific seasoning. Like, not everything works with cloves, you know? Yeah. So, unless you do that, it's going to taste bad because they're not good. I don't know. It's one of those weird foods.
Yeah. Any, like, smelly spice like that, like bay leaves, cinnamon, cloves, maybe, like, nutmeg.
Yeah. Nutmeg cumin. Is good, but yeah, I know what you mean. It's the same kind of thing. I don't know. Interesting. So, yeah, I think cinnamon is probably the answer. Even though I love cinnamon. That's a sad thing to say.
But yeah. I love cinnamon, too. It's great.
Do you have another?
Yes.
Let's go back. Let's go back and forth really quick. Not rapid fire, but go back and forth.
Why do people say dozen bananas instead of 1 kilogram of bananas? For like you would say a kilogram of strawberries.
Because bananas.
I mean, why wouldn't you just say like I have a dozen strawberries? People weigh the strawberries.
I would say I have a dozen strawberries.
But at the grocery store, though.
At the grocery store, it's like a dozen
bananas. You buy 8 ounces of strawberries.
Probably because bananas. Do bananas come in, like, a specific amount when they're, like, on the tree or whatever?
I think it's a lot.
Yeah, but, like, you know how you got, like, I don't know how the mechanics of banana trees, but you know how you have, like, the bunch of banana, is that the word? The bunch?
I have no idea. I don't know how banana trees
okay.
work.
You know when you're playing Donkey Kong and you have, like, a single banana, you have the, and then you have a bunch of bananas.
Yes.
And there's, like, 12 in the bunch. That's what I'm talking about. They're, like, connected together at the tip or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? That, if there's a specific number to that, then I guess it makes sense. Like, if there's always a dozen in there, in the bunch, which is my made-up term for a bunch of bananas now, but if there's a dozen in the bunch, then it makes sense to say I've got a dozen bananas.
I don't think there is. I think there's a lot, and it goes in, like, a circle.
Like, you're thinking in Donkey Kong terms, aren't you?
No, I'm thinking, I've seen pictures of a banana
tree. No, I'm thinking in that term, too.
Okay, fine, though. Maybe I am.
How many pictures of banana trees have you really seen?
Probably zero.
Let's be honest. Like, you're at work, you're like, you know what I really want to know? I want to know what a banana tree looks like. Google, type in. I'm going to type in that right now, banana tree. See if I find anything good here.
Let me know what you see.
I see. Okay, this is a lot different than I was expecting it to look.
Is it how I described it?
How did you describe it? Describe it again.
Like, okay, I'm not looking at one. Uh-huh. It's a circle of banana bunches around, like, a tree.
Yeah, kind of. I thought they'd be, like, hanging off the tree.
Like an apple?
Yes, like a bunch would be hanging, like each... Each branch would have, like, a bunch of bananas that are, like, and you, like, picked the bunch out, and you're like, I got a dozen bananas or whatever. No, they're, like, it's like a palm tree, but, like, the stem is, like, surrounded by bananas. Like, in a circular fashion.
Yeah.
That's weird. And they're upside down, too.
Wait, they are?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they're right side up, but, like, you know, when we imagine a banana, we imagine it, like...
Hang on a second. I need to see this.
They are. They're upside down. I'm blowing your mind right now.
Banana tree. Oh, they are upside down. Why do they grow that way?
I mean, that's because that's how they grow. We only, as humans, decided the bananas were supposed to be the other way. Right?
But wouldn't gravity make them go the... I don't know. Banana trees are weird.
That's pretty insane. Learning something new every day about banana trees. Man, I don't know.
Anyway, you go. Next question.
What's the oddest thing you've witnessed someone do in public?
The most honest?
Oddest. Weirdest. Oddest.
Oh, oddest. Okay.
Yeah.
I was in the public library semi-recently, and a guy, you know when you hold one side of your nose and exhale really loud, and it blows nose matter out of it? Do you know that move?
Nose matter is a nice way of putting it, but yes, yeah. I know that move. I do that move, like, only in the shower.
Yeah, I do it if no one is watching. But yeah, he was sitting in the library reading a book.
Yeah.
And he takes his thermos and he opens it.
Oh, no.
And he did it in the thermos. No. And he's just sitting in the library.
Did he make like a really loud, nasty sound along with
yes.
it?
Yes. No, oh, it was God. It was full force.
It was a full-on, full-bore nose.
And you could hear the nose matter. Like, it wasn't a dry one.
It wasn't a dry heave, it was a full on. No, there was stuff coming out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like, he didn't care at all. Like, it was like something he just did all the time.
He, like, carried that around just for the... Oh, I can't think about that.
It's disgusting.
He carried the thermos around just for his nose matter.
Yeah, I was... I had to walk into the other room and just
excuse have a moment yourself. To myself. Yeah, I'd be like, I need to not... look at a human being right now.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wonder if people, like, are aware that they are, like, existing with other humans. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wonder that a lot.
Like, I wonder that all the time, because, like, as a kid, like, as, like, a toddler, you're not really aware that there are other people in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually you get the sense of, like, hey, I'm a human, and there's all these other humans that are doing their own things right now. But I feel like some people just never, like, learn that or something.
They don't realize, like, that there's people around them.
People do things that are like, what are you doing? You realize there's other people here watching you blow your nose in the most egregious way into a thermos. Maybe they think that's not disgusting. I don't know. Maybe they grew up with a family that just did that.
That's so much worse.
What kind of family would you have to be? Like, the grossest family. Like, you just... everyone's naked all the time.
Why are they naked?
Because it's gross.
They don't care, yeah.
They don't care. They shower, but they only do it, like, once a week or something, you know?
Yeah.
And then they have, like, a big spittoon, like, in every room where they just hawk whatever the bodily fluids they want into it, right?
Oh, that's disgusting.
And then when they eat dinner, they have, like, a spittoon on everyone's, like,
yeah, it's like feet. Yeah, and they have a cup and they have a spittoon.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Or maybe it's just the same thing. Maybe their cup is the spittoon.
Oh, good. And they all chew tobacco, too, because yes. Why not? Oh,
you just spit it on the ground.
This is in, like, rural, like, Alabama or something.
I don't even think they do that. That's
no, you're nasty. Right. That's a that's mean to people that are from Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Just I don't know what kind of, like, upbringing you would have to have to think that, like, yeah, doing that into, like, a cup in the library. No problem. Like, it's no problem. Sounds good. You know?
I mean, if you did that on the side of the street, it would still be unacceptable.
It would still be gross, but, like, it's even... like, it would be unacceptable, but I'd be like, okay, that's just a gross person. But yeah. This is like, okay, I'm in a room where everyone's supposed to be quiet, and I'm going to loudly close one of my nostrils and, like, explode the other one into the contents into a thermos, so everyone can hear it go, yeah. Or whatever.
And this wasn't a cup, this was a thermos that you unscrew the top on.
How old was this person?
He was old.
He was old?
Yeah, he was like 70 or 80.
Maybe he, like, didn't care anymore. Like, he was like, I'm gonna die soon, like, whatever. It doesn't even matter.
Still.
I have no shame anymore.
I think it goes beyond shame, though, because I could not... I would make myself uncomfortable if I did that.
I would, too. I'd be like, what am I doing?
Like, screw other people. Like, it doesn't matter. I would still be appalled.
Well, because you have... because we've been over this. You have shame, And you are aware there are other human beings around you that are watching you do this.
No, I mean, it goes deeper than that. Like, even if I had no shame,
it's like a gross,
it would
gross
me out. Yeah. Mm.
Some people have iron stomachs, I guess. I don't know. All right, yeah, that's gross. That takes the cake. I don't even have a response for that. Like, I don't even have... Nothing I know tops that. That's disgusting.
Yeah, people think about that.
It still haunts you at night.
Yes.
All right, your turn with the question.
Okay. That's disgusting. Add punctuation to a movie title. What's the movie about now? Wait, did we already do this?
I feel like we did a version of this.
Okay.
But maybe not. I don't know. You know what would be fun movie title? Like adding ellipses to the end of every movie title? Like what? How would that change the movie? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only movie title I know that already has ellipses is When Harry Met Sally, ... But I'm trying to think of another movie that would like really alter the meaning if you add ellipses to the end of it. You know what I mean?
How about... I can't think of one.
It would need to be like really... In your face movie title, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Can't think of one. Anyway, that question's bad. I'll go to another one.
No, it's fine.
I can't think of anything that would change it, though.
You ask your other question. I'm going to continue to think of ellipses movie title in the background.
Okay. What's your favorite Easter egg in a movie, show, or game, or
what?
Book, or
what kind of
whatever.
Question is this? I don't know. I don't have an Easter egg favorite. Do you have, like, a favorite Easter egg?
In Silent Hill 2, there's a secret ending where...
Oh, okay, Easter, okay.
Yeah, no, not like an egg. Not a physical
egg. I don't know why my
egg.
Brain went there. I don't know, like, no. I know what an Easter egg is. But I also know what, like, the term for secret in a movie
is. You were thinking, like, a Cadbury cream
yes,
egg.
Yes, I don't know why. I was like, what is this question? Why would I pay attention to Easter eggs in movies? Okay, you're talking about like an Easter egg, like a secret.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was thinking of Silent Hill 2, where if you beat it a certain way, it's revealed that it was actually a dog controlling everything the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember that ending.
Yeah, it's a Shiba Inu. It's one of those funny, like, Japanese dogs.
Yeah, they're cute, though.
Yeah.
Didn't they, don't they have, like, an alien ending, too?
There is. Yeah, there's an alien ending in, I think, all the Silent Hills. But my favorite is that the dog was controlling it the whole time. And it shows the dog, like, sitting in a chair with his paws on buttons and levers.
And he's like, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And
he comes up to the main character, Harry, and he says, I'm sorry, it was me the whole time.
He says that?
Yes.
I think more things should be controlled by talking dogs and make it really interesting. That should be, like, the twist to, like, every movie or video game.
A dog
like,
in a headset.
Yeah, it's just me. It's just your dog. And then, like, it's revealed that all the dogs are, like, really smart, and the humans are, like, being kept in, like, a zoo. Like, a Matrix kind of zoo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where they're just, like, entertained or whatever.
Dogs are actually the superior life forms on this planet.
I believe it.
Same.
I mean, they're, you know, they get their way a lot, you know? What's the worst thing you could buy with a loan? Like, it doesn't
another
have to be like
loan.
It doesn't have to be like a home loan. It could be like a credit, like a advanced credit thing or something. Another loan would be really bad.
Yeah,
obviously.
That's not a good one to do.
No, I would just say like food or something. Like, not like food to live, but like I really want to go to Outback today or something.
Gotta get that blooming onion.
I'm gonna feed my whole office or something. And you're like, but I don't have enough money, so I'm gonna take out an Outback loan at the local bank. And you know, they ask you and you're like, why do you need $1,000? And they're like, well, I'm taking my whole office out to Outback and we're gonna get like a dozen blooming onions.
I think a movie, like if you're trying to make a movie, you're trying to produce a movie, and you take out loans to do it. I mean, a lot of successful directors have done this for their first movie.
I think Quentin Tarantino did that, right?
Quentin did, Kevin Smith did, Guillermo del Toro did.
You never pronounce his name right. It's always funny.
Guillermo, yeah.
Guillermo.
Guillermo. I don't know. I don't know how to say his name.
It's Guillermo, but yeah, anyway. Guillermo.
Yeah, he took out a $500,000 loan to finish Kronos.
Did he really?
He did, yeah.
Wow. See, this is why I'm not successful, because I would never do that.
Yeah, the budget for the movie was supposed to be $2 million. Then he spent $2.5 million, like $500,000 of his family's money.
Good gracious.
And then he still couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So he took out a $500,000 loan.
Holy moly.
And he had to talk Ron Perlman down to acting for pretty much nothing.
Wow. That's insane.
And it's one of the best horror movies ever, in my opinion.
But I bet it didn't make back its budget.
It did.
It did, really?
He had entered it into a film competition that had, like, a $2 million prize or something.
Oh, and he won.
So he needed to make that prize in order to not die.
I love how, like, there's so many success stories where it's like everything is on the line and it works.
If this fails, I will literally die.
You know, the other side of that coin is we don't hear about it, but there's a lot of people that probably did that. And they didn't do well, and now they're, like, homeless or something.
Yeah.
That's depressing. But it's true, probably.
It is.
All right, what do you got for me?
I think we're just about ready for trivia, but let's do one more question. One more quick one.
Yeah.
Why did I write this down? We're going to do it anyway.
Too bad.
Today I hit a pedestrian at the intersection.
Oh, my God, this is depressing.
What can I expect?
What can you expect? Oh, my God. What kind of course?
That implies that he left.
Oh, no. Okay. What is the proper protocol for hitting a pedestrian?
You stop your car and see if they're
okay. Obviously you stop and you say if it was okay. But then what do you do?
Then the police get called.
You call an ambulance.
You're in big trouble.
And then you're in trouble and then you go to jail forever. Not really forever, but... And then they decide whether or not you were at fault or not.
Which you were.
So this guy just left. That's good. Well, then he can expect to go to prison is the answer to that question.
Yeah. If they got your plates, then you'll go to prison. If not, then you're just a bad person. And you can expect to be a bad person for a long time.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. You want a trivia now?
On that note,
yeah, that was a great question to have. So it's trivia time. Sound effect.
Do 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 do. Here we go.
Nice. Is that a Mario thing that you just...
Yeah, it is.
Cool. Well, I don't have any Mario questions today, but I do have a video game related one. So your categories today are Australia, video games, and bird.
Awesome.
Your possible lifelines today are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 50-50 Monty Hall, phone a friend, ask a rando, and rhyme time. That's a lot of lifelines. What do you
want? I'm going to go with Monty Hall, 10-second Bing, and rhyme time.
I had those marked from last time, so you picked the exact same life. I just want to let you know about that.
Those are my favorite lifelines.
Okay, are you ready for question number one?
Yes, what is this question?
The category is Australia.
Nice.
What is South Africa's... Oh, sorry. Let me start over. What is South Australia's largest island? Is it A, Wallaby Island? B, Kookaburra Island? C, Kangaroo Island? Or D, Wallaroo Island?
Oh, that's such an amazing question.
I try to integrate these Australian animals into every question.
You know, I think we had a question last week with the same possible answers, without the island.
I just made an island. So is it Wallaby Island, Kookaburra Island, Kangaroo Island, or Wallaroo Island?
So I learned last week that a wallaroo is just a smaller kangaroo.
It is. It's a small kangaroo.
And if it's the biggest island, I would expect it to be called a kangaroo island.
Since they're bigger. This is good logic. This is some sound logic here.
So I'm going to...
And wallaby is the smallest, I think, of the kangaroo family.
Oh, I didn't remember that, but thank you for telling me.
You're welcome.
Okay. So it's either all right, here's what I'll do. I'll lock in Wallaroo and Monty Hall it.
Okay, you're locking in Wallaroo. All right.
Yes.
It is either Kangaroo Island or Wallaroo Island.
Yes, I'm going to go with Kangaroo Island. Final answer.
Kangaroo Island is correct.
Yeah.
Wow, you, I liked your, that was very good reasoning there. I didn't even, like, realize that at all as writing the question. I shouldn't have chose Wallaroo, that's a mistake. I should have gone with, like, Alligator Island, or, sorry, Crocodile Island, or...
It just goes to show you learn so much on this show.
Or Koala Island, or... What's another? Marsupial Island, or something stupid like that. Yeah, you learn so much about Australia on the show. That's what you learn. Okay, are you ready for question two?
Ready.
Your category is video games. This is the first true or false question we've ever had on the show. True or false? Michael Jackson composed some of the music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
What?
True or false, Michael Jackson?
I feel like I'm obligated to say true, right?
I don't know, are you?
Michael Jackson?
Yes.
How did they get him?
I don't know.
I want it to be true so bad.
Like, your want of it to be true is, like, enough to make it true, hopefully.
Yeah. Right? Like, even if you tell me it's false, this is going to be something I tell people.
You'll, like, remember it as, like, a true thing.
You're like, hey, did you know?
Michael Jackson composed the music for Sonic the Hedgehog 3. And they're like, no, he didn't. You're like, yeah, he did. You look it up.
He did.
And they're like,
he just wasn't credited.
Like, you spin it, and they're like, look it up, and they're like, I don't see it. And you're like, oh, it's just a little known fact. He wasn't credited, but I know. I have a source.
My uncle works at Sega.
My uncle works at Sega. My uncle works at Sega, and he was in the sound booth when Michael Jackson recorded the soundtrack.
Yes. Sonic the Hedgehog. In Japan.
In Japan.
Because, you know, that's that Michael Jackson was known for going to Japan.
On a whim.
Yeah.
With
I'm saying true. I'm
you're
not
gonna go with
this
that?
Up. I'm saying true, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
True is correct.
Oh, that's so good.
I need to go back and listen to what, because it was apparently some of the music. I need to go listen to some of the tracks. See which ones are Michael Jackson.
It's a really good soundtrack.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, obviously Michael Jackson worked on
it. Maybe it's because Michael Jackson, yeah. He put his Michael Jackson magic on Sonic the Hedgehog 3. All right, are you ready for Bird
trivia? I'm ready. That's my favorite trivia question we've ever had, by the way.
Michael Jackson. Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Sonic trivia is, like, the best trivia category. Like,
yeah.
I think. Because it's so... We've talked about it in the show. It's so weird. Like, every question I ever find is really weird.
Yeah. Like, how old is Sonic?
Yeah. And you don't know how old Sonic is. Like, I don't know the answer to that. Anyway, all right. Last question. Category is Bird. In what year was Donald Duck honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Is it A, 1914, B, 1964, C, 2004, or D, Donald Duck does not have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
I don't know of any other non-humans that have a Hollywood star.
Other than who?
I don't know any.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You like how this is an anti-Rhyme Time question, too?
Yeah. Is it, what were the choices again?
1914, 1964, 2004, or no star. Not true.
I almost like not looking these up and having some suspense.
Mm. Well, you got Rhyme Time. You got all your lifelines left.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't.
No,
you don't.
I use Monty Hall.
So you have Bing
I could Bing this,
Rhyme
but...
Time. Yeah, you can Bing it. Just Bing it.
Yeah, I'll Bing it.
Just Bing it.
Just all Bing right. it.
That's the new...
Microsoft, please pay me for that.
Just Bing it. I love it.
Just Bing it.
That's a great... Why didn't they ever do that? Seriously, why didn't they do that? That thing. Like, when they were trying to compete with Google, they had some stupid... It was like, Bing and it's done or something like that. Do you remember this?
Yeah, just Bing it, though.
Just Bing it is, like, way better.
Yeah.
Like,
I think
never...
Bing would have caught on with that catchphrase.
Oh, yeah, like Bing and it's done. Like, what does that even mean? That, I mean, it sounds like you're cooking food. Like, Bing, it's done. you know? That doesn't make any sense. But just Bing it sounds like... Because people say just Google it all the time. So just Bing it, they're like taking some of that magic.
Yeah, like Google is the... Is when you tell someone to look something up, that's the adjective.
Yeah,
that's
just the Google verb it. You use. But if you make Bing that... If you make Bing the slogan, just Bing it.
Yeah, if you take that verb from Google, then Bing is going
to
be good.
Just Bing it. Just all right, you ready to just
anyway,
Bing
I'm
it?
Ready.
All right, you have 10 seconds. You ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, and just Bing it. Oh my God, I put 10 minutes instead.
Date.
2 seconds. 1. Time's up.
Thank you, Bing. You failed me.
But that's not the
answer's
slogan.
Not, it, not, it's not 1984, is it?
That wasn't even a possibility. It was 1964.
That's the only date on this
1984?
Page.
1984? Oh, that's wrong. I just want to say, since we're on the Microsoft hype train right now, I just put in 10 seconds in the timer, and I actually put in 10 minutes. So the timer app is really good. It's no Bing.
Yeah, it's no Bing. You can't just timer
it. You can't just timer it. You can just Bing it, though. So what do you got?
So I don't...
You can do
Donald
Rhyme
Duck
Time.
Donald Duck wasn't that popular in 2004.
You can do Rhyme Time if you want.
Nah, because you can rhyme with four.
You can rhyme with four.
I'm going to go with 1964, final answer.
1964 is incorrect.
Oh.
It was 2004.
Wow. They were late to the party on that
Weren't
one.
Weren't they? They didn't know. I guess they just didn't like Donald Duck that much.
Donald Duck is probably the greatest animated character ever.
I wouldn't go that far. That's.
I mean, who can compete with Donald Duck?
I don't know. Not Donald Duck. I mean, I like Donald Duck, but I feel like there has to be a better character than Donald Duck.
I don't think there is.
Yeah, there has to be, right?
Donald Duck is responsible for Indiana Jones.
Is he, though?
Yeah.
I guess, because, he did.
Indiana Jones is based off Donald Duck comics.
You're right. Wow, you're really turning me around on this.
You know, Donald Duck is Magnus Carlsen's favorite thing, and he's the best chess player in the world.
So that proves that Donald Duck is the best thing ever?
I think he might be the greatest animated... thing. He's way better than Bugs Bunny, and he's better than Mickey.
He is. And he talks really cool, too.
Yeah, and he's mean, and he's, like, not a nice guy.
And he doesn't wear pants.
Yes.
That's his best characteristic. That's what I aspire to be every day.
Yeah, I wish I were more like Donald.
And he wears that cool hat that no one on Earth ever wears.
Ever wore.
Have you noticed that? Like, they invented a hat for Donald Duck to wear. They're like, what are we going to make this duck wear? He can't wear a cap. Let's just invent a new hat completely. It's got, like, a ribbon in it or something? Like, what? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Howard the Duck?
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, do you like that movie?
Not really.
I like that movie.
It's been a while since I've seen it, though.
You should watch it.
Do I really the first want, should I really
the
want?
First time I saw that movie, I hated it. I thought it was terrible. I thought that George Lucas had, like, lost his mind, and but I watched it again, not recently, but after that, and it's actually a really good movie.
Yeah. I'll have to watch it. It's really funny. Speaking of Donald Duck, I'm looking at a picture of Donald Duck. I don't really understand his outfit at all. It's blue. He has, like, it's bizarre. Like, it's a blue outfit, and then it's, like, yellow, like lines, and then
he's
wearing,
like, a bow?
A red bow, but a ribbon bow. Like, a bow you'd put on, like, a present or something.
Yeah, it's not a bow tie.
No, it's, like, a giant frickin' bow, you know?
Yeah.
And then he has, like, this hat that's, like, a blue, and it's, like...
It has a receipt coming out of it.
It's kind
of
like a beret, but it has like a thing coming out of it. It looks kind of like a graduation cap if it was circular and blue.
He kind of looks like a sailor, but...
Yeah, that's what I was getting at, too, but, like, sailors didn't look like that.
No.
Like, I can see where you're coming from with the sailor thing, but, like, no sailor ever looked like that. Maybe they were doing that because, like, oh, Donald Duck's a... It's a duck. He's a waterfowl, you know, water sailor.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
That makes sense.
Do you want to do one more before we end the show?
I have one to end on.
Do you have a really good one to end on?
No. Do you?
No, go ahead. Do it. What do you got?
Are meatballs just balls made of meat?
Yes. No. Yes. Wait. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Well, yes. Yeah, I'm going to say yeah. I'm going to say yes.
I almost just choked.
Are you okay? I actually don't know now that I think about it.
You put breadcrumbs in them too, but...
Yeah, you do. And you usually have egg and stuff too, right? You like whip an egg or whatever and you
but, soak, I mean,
soak the meat in it.
They really are just kind of balls made of meat.
You too, know what else
at
is,
the same time.
You know what else is a ball made of meat? Humans.
Oh, but we're not balls.
Well, no, but, I mean, we're... Aren't we? We're just meat, though. Right?
I had a friend that used to say that a lot.
What, we're just meat?
Yeah, we're just meat.
We're, it's like... Why?
I don't know.
We're just meat. In response to what? Just
for just no reason. Just conversationally.
Mm. Like, hey, how's it going, Steve? We're just meat. Like, I know, Steve, I got it. What do you mean by that, Steve? Just bing it. We're just meat. Okay, that's been episode something 20XX
of the Time Bat Show.
I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Good night.